This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In a bid to recruit more teachers, a school district in southern Colorado Springs, Colorado, is starting a tiny home village that will house teachers and school employees. Wendy's Village, named after Superintendent Wendy Berhansel, will have 20 electrically powered duplexes, each 352 square feet in size and renting for $825 a month. The new complex will also include a community center and garden plots. Mike Claudio, the school district's assistant superintendent, said that many new teachers want to live locally but are unable to do so because of the high cost of living. Claudio said that young teachers ask, "Can I live in Colorado Springs?" And he says, "You can, but you have to have a roommate or two or three in order to make a paycheck go as far as possible," he explained. Colorado Springs hopes it can become a model for other school districts as a creative solution to the teacher shortages affecting much of the country. Citing an insurmountable lack of snow, a Montana ski area has closed for the season. The small, locally owned Teton Pass ski area, west of the Rocky Mountain Front community near Shoto, was able to operate just 4 days this season. Teton Pass Ski Area is closing for the remainder of the 2023-24 season, citing dismal snowfall, warm temperatures, and the financial repercussions of holding out for more wintry weather. Teton Pass Ski Area owner Charles Lavick said the ski area has been running in the red to cover early season payroll, insurance premiums, property tax, and startup costs such as food, fuel, and explosives for avalanche mitigation. Lavick said, "We don't think we could operate our way out of our financial hole even if the snow showed up. The correct decision from a truly non-emotional business perspective is to cut off the limb to save the life, or in other words, end this season now so we can ensure more seasons in the future." Lavick says that Teton Pass absolutely intends to take care of its skiers. Customers who purchased a season pass or lift ticket voucher will be able to carry those over to the next season. The Teton Pass ski area is in a region of Montana hurting for snow. The Sun-Teton-Marias Basin, located just east of the Continental Divide, currently has 42% of the typical snowpack for this time of year, a record low. Teton Pass normally receives 300 inches of snow annually, and the uppermost of its three lifts tops out at about 7,200 feet. This is the ski area's worst season for precipitation totals based on 55 years of records. Recent weak weather trends, like the 8 inches of snow that fell at the area last weekend, have failed to keep the ski area open. Last weekend's precipitation started out as rain and fell on unfrozen ground, a bad combination for maintaining a snow skiing base. Snow base depths for open ski areas in Montana range from a minimum of 6 inches at Great Divide to 67 inches at Whitefish Mountain Resort. More than 60 dogs have been saved in a Montana town with the help of the community. After a man with 58 dogs on his property was suddenly incarcerated, the animals were found in poor condition and had been left to fend for themselves. Prairie Song Rescue in Park County stepped up to make sure the dogs got the care they needed in a case of animal hoarding. Prairie Song is a nonprofit organization, and their work is largely funded by donations and volunteers to rescue pets. Prairie Song President Jessica Zimmerman said, "There were community members that were very aware of this man and had been calling law enforcement, trying to get animal control out there for years. There were a couple of people who were in direct contact and reached out to Prairie Song. We were overwhelmed by the number of dogs and the conditions of the dogs. A lot of them were kenneled in a dank basement in their own waste, and a lot of them had been fighting." Prairie Song and partners managed to remove a majority of the dogs and have already adopted more than 3/4 of them to loving homes and foster families. "The help of the community was critical in managing the care for so many dogs," she said. "It just seemed like people came out of the woodwork to be able to help us with this, which was amazing," says Zimmerman.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.